Craig Kennedy is running for state senator from District 18. He joins us on the phone from Yankton. Craig Kennedy, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori, and I'd like to thank South Dakota Public Radio for everything that you do for the people of South Dakota. You're one of the reasons why this is a great state to live in.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Give us an idea of a little bit of your background. You have a long history in law practice in the state.
Well, Lori, I've lived in South Dakota my whole life. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the state, and while I was growing up and going to college, I lived in various places around South Dakota. I received an undergraduate degree in government from University of South Dakota and then subsequently a law degree and moved to Yankton, and my wife Gail and I have lived here now for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. During those 40 years, I had a legal career that was pretty broad. I did work throughout the state of South Dakota, and quite a bit of the work I did with and for governmental entities. I've worked with and represented townships, municipalities, counties, the state and various of its boards and agencies, and the federal government. I was the state's attorney of Yankton County for 8 years, and following that, I was appointed as a special assistant attorney general for the state, and had that role for over 20 years. A couple years ago, I decided that the one part of government I had never worked in was the legislature, and I thought with my background and experience, I would be a qualified person to serve in the state Senate, so I sought that position and was elected. And following that, I retired from my full-time law practice so I could become a full-time legislator. And that's what I've done for the last 2 years, and I'm seeking re-election to keep doing the work.
Mm. What do you see, you know, when you get to this particular point where you've been doing something for 2 years and you're seeking re-election, are there ongoing things that you feel like, you know, I'm very much looking forward to get back to session to continue this work that we're doing in education, for example?
Or,
go ahead. Talk a little bit about some of that unfinished business that's ongoing for you.
Well, one of the first things I learned when I got to Peer is that you rarely get much accomplished the first time you try.
Yeah.
It takes sometimes a couple of sessions, sometimes longer, to accomplish some of the goals you've set. The education goals that you mentioned are certainly things that I want to continue working on. I think we're making progress, but I think we have a long way to go.
The direction that we need to go, I'm trying to formulate that question in my mind, is that, you know, because you hear a lot of people saying, you know, with teacher salaries, but it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, that is an important issue to be sure, but when we look at the future of education in the state, it is about more than competitive teacher pay.
You're absolutely right. And for myself, I take it back to the founding document of the state of South Dakota, our state constitution. And let me read you just a portion of Article 8, Section 1 of the Constitution. It shall be the duty of the legislature to establish and maintain a general and uniform system of public schools wherein tuition shall be without charge and equally open to all, and to adopt all suitable means to secure to the people the advantages and opportunities of education. So it's more than just teacher pay. Teacher pay is obviously a critical part of the educational system, but it's also looking and saying, do we, for example, need to have pre-K education available throughout the state, right? Or should that be done district by district, as is currently the case?
You know, as you read that, it makes me pause for a moment because I don't think anyone's ever read from the state constitution on this program. And as a parent, you know, every once in a while throughout the years of my child going to school, I would sit her down in a strange sort of way and remind her that this education is free and to go get it. And we take that for granted so much because, you know, it's what you do. You get a free education, but we shouldn't take that for granted ever.
No, and those of us who have the responsibility of providing it should take our responsibility very seriously because, you know, however you want to look at it, you know, our children are the future. Their individual futures are obviously very important, but they're also the future of the state. And education is such a critical element of planning and building for the future. It, in my mind, needs to be a primary focus of what we do because it covers across so many other issues that we deal with in the legislature.
Senator Kennedy, when we talk about pre-K education, obviously we're talking about money and we're talking about changing ideas of education and government's role in that and the role of private partnerships. But it occurs to me that so much has changed where preschool education it needs to be talked about in a way that it wouldn't have been talked about 10, 15 years ago.
I agree. You know, the thing first off that drives me on this is the studies I've read from around the country that show what an advantage pre-K education provides to students as they proceed through K-12 and even into college or post-secondary education. It gives them a leg up, a head start. They tend to perform better throughout their entire course of education. The other thing that has changed in the last 10 to 15 years is the fact that so many of us, so many families have both parents working. And so you no longer have the setting where some of that pre-K education could be provided in the home because there's no one there to provide it.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about economic development and growth of the state because that's another key issue for you and for, you know, all of us, really. How does South Dakota, from a legislative standpoint, poise for growth and economic development that's really necessary?
For me, it's a case of setting goals for economic development. And,
okay.
And the first thing I think as a legislature we need to determine is what is our economic development goal? We have 877,000 people in the state of South Dakota, roughly. And economic development, in my mind, should be designed to benefit all of them. So what we need to do is look at our policies, look at how we're spending our money, and look at who's benefiting from the expenditure. Because there are times where, in my opinion, some of our economic development money could be better spent if refocused.
In which direction?
I would like to see us focus more on businesses, individuals, opportunities for our own people. You know, a couple of things we're doing right now that I think are good is we're starting to put a little more focus on research and the offshoots of research through our local universities. SDSU has a couple of new projects they're undertaking. The University of South Dakota has their Discovery Park up in Sioux Falls where they're trying to use the university, the educational program, in conjunction with either existing businesses or businesses that are spinning off the research that's being done. I think that's a good way to focus because it provides opportunities for students to become a part of something that carries on after their education is done. Another thing I think we need to look at is we need to look at pay for the people who work for businesses. And there is a place where I think the state could maybe set the standard. Maybe be the one that goes out and says, if you work for the state of South Dakota, we believe that you're entitled to an income, whether it's a wage or a salary, that's a sufficient income for the position that you fill.
Craig Kennedy is from District 18. He's running for re-election as a state senator. And thank you so much, Senator Kennedy, for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your insight.
Lori, thank you very much for this opportunity.